Okay, we're up to Simen Shin Samachei Sifches. It's page Reish Choftes. Reish Choftes comes after page 456 in this edition. Page 456, and the next page is Reish Choftes, Simen Shin Samachei Sifches, the last Sif of this Simen. Okay, we have a Mavui, and the Mavui has multiple. This is the case here is a little bit complex. It's not like our average Mavui. But we have a Mavui, and in the Mavui, let's make, for argument's sake, there are three courtyards in this single Mavui. V'nishbura ha-koira, and suddenly, in the middle of Shabbos, the Korah collapses. Also, chotzer sheho erev munach bo v'chatzer sapesucho slo mutaro. So there's no question. That was the previous seif. You're not allowed to carry in the mavui. You're only allowed to carry in the mavui if you have a lech yukar. If the lech yukar collapses on Shabbos or the tzura sapesach collapses, you're not allowed to carry in the mavui. That is a given. Just because when Shabbos began, the lech yukar or tzura sapesach was functional does not mean that for the remainder of Shabbos you are allowed to carry. That's absolutely incorrect. The only time we have such a principle that being when Shabbos began, it was functional, then it's good for the remainder of Shabbos, is when it comes to the law of Eruvei Chatzeros and Shitufei Mevos. If the Eruv was eaten, if the matzah that was set aside for the Eruv was eaten, then you can continue for the remainder of Shabbos. And that, in the Yeruv Hashem, we're going to learn in great detail in the next couple of simonim. When we finish this little sif, we begin the laws of Eruvei Chatzeros, which are very practical bizman hazeh. We'll get to that soon. But when we're dealing with the walls themselves, if you hear word that the Eruv is, you're familiar with the Eruv in your community, in your bungalow colony, or wherever you are, and you notice that one of the Tzuras HaPesach is broken, you yourself sure are not allowed to carry. There's a question if you should tell people, because people, they're not going to take it lightly when they hear that the Erev, when they make an announcement that the Erev is down, they say, I didn't hear what they just said. I didn't hear that. So
they should stop making the announcement that shows that the Erev is up or down.
What? They do make announcements.
They should make it.
Oh, they should make it. That's before Shabbos, right? So at least for the next day.
Shabbos.
During, let's say when Shabbos begins and the Erev is up, let's say you see someone, this used to happen. During my days, I grew up in a shul where they used to announce the Erev every single Shabbos. And this was before they had Neflapush 3 Erev. They only had one Erev. And there were periods of time, it was always good. It was always up. But there were periods of time when there was construction, I don't know, and there was like the air was down. And you'd walk in the street in Shabbos and you would see people with their baby carriages, with their talus bags, in flapish. I remember these, but the air was down. The air was never up.
Because they didn't call for air of Shabbos.
They didn't call air of Shabbos. So what do you tell these people? So should you tell them the air is down? No, it's very complicated. Pashas is not. You shouldn't tell. They're already walking in the street with their baby in the carriage, and they're holding their talis, their sitter, and they don't look like the type of people that, though there are some very, very serious people, but there are certain people you can tell they're not really thinking about it. So what are you going to tell them? What are they going to do? What would I do? I don't know. You're in a lot of trouble. It's very difficult. You'd have to know the halachas.
You're shaking rather than amazing.
Right, exactly. So, but you don't always say that. You don't always say that. Was what we learned yesterday. When you not say that, typically, generally, you only say that by if the person will listen to you. A lot of these people, you'll tell what to do, so they'll tell us, what should we do? You have to know the halacha. Okay, the Erev is down. So there are two different types of people. Some people, well, I don't know. Someone should have told me. They'll put the blame on someone else, right? So I have to just take my... I'm not going to leave my kids here. I'm just going to go home with my kids and I'm going to just do whatever I want to do. They're not going to care. There are people like that. We all know there are people like that. So talk for those people, mutav shishoygim yalhu meizidim. But then there are people that say, okay, what should I do? Tell me what to do. I'll do whatever the halacha is. Pachas midalad amas. What you do is, in that situation, if you're told you have a child, you have something very valuable, walk in... Walk, it could be very... if you're far from your home, it can be a very big problem. But you have to walk every 6 feet. You have to stop for a second.
And leave
you walk
the carriage?
No, you can walk with the wheel. Leave the carriage. No, you walk with the carriage.
Leave
walk with
the carriage,
and then every 6 feet stop, and then go 6 feet, and it can take an hour to get home. And then when you get home, you have to take the kid in the carriage. If you want to leave the carriage outside, that would be better. But if you want to take the kid, certainly you have to take it in. Kla'acharyat. You have to do it in an unusual way. Not everyone is going to listen to you. We all know that. You know, I have a lot of pressure at home. My wife is driving me crazy, and I have to do this. I don't know the halacha, and leave me alone. And the community should have been modia, the tzibur, that the erev is there. It's not my fault. It's the rabbi's fault. Right? Isn't that the typical response?
As usual.
Okay, that's another story. But the truth is, but the person himself is a serious person. You know that the erev is down. You're not allowed to carry any more on that Shabbos, and that's pashut. And that's what it says over here. Now we're dealing with another situation. Let's review the case. We have a mavi. What is a mavi? A mavi, in order to have leniency of using a lechi or a korah, you have to have a mavi. What's a mavi? The area that you're going to carry. There's no one living in that alleyway, but instead, that alleyway has courtyards which open to the alleyway. There must be at least two courtyards. In each courtyard, there must be at least two batim. This is a two-step process. Mikra Hadin. We're going to learn today, everything is a little bit different for different reasons, but you have to first join in Neiruvei Chatzeros, where everyone in the courtyard joins together. Everyone contributes a piece of bread or dough or flour, or they pay for the bread. We'll learn a little detail soon. They join together in the courtyard. And then all of the courtyards have to join together in a group shituf. Today, we don't do the first step. We just basically do the second step. Everyone in all of the courtyards together joins together in one group shituf. And shituf means a group. They join together. So here, now each one of these courtyards has four walls. So each courtyard, without any question whatsoever, is a full-fledged Rishos HaYochid. You don't need a Lechi or Korah in the courtyard. You need a Lechi and the Korah in the Mavoi, the alleyway, which only has three walls. But the courtyard has four walls. That's not the issue. The issue in the courtyard is you're not allowed to carry in the courtyard. And being that there are multiple homes in the single courtyard, you have to join together in Neiruvei Chatzeros or Shetufei Mavos. Now here's the problem. Let's say we have three courtyards, and the three courtyards are on the three different sides of the mavui, and each courtyard does not have access to the other courtyard. So here's my mavui. This green thing is the mavui, and in front is the Rishos Harab. Right over here is the Rishos Harab in the front. We have three, and here is a courtyard. Okay, you have a courtyard here, and you have a courtyard here, and you have a courtyard here. And they've all joined together in one group shituf. They've collected pieces of bread or wine from every single bias in the three courtyards, and they've deposited in this one on the left, on my left, is where the shituf for all three courtyards. So everything is great. We have a mavui, has three walls, we have a lechi or korah, and we have three courtyards, and all three courtyards have joined together in one group sheet by putting the barrel of wine or the piece of bread in one of the courtyards. Now, everyone can carry anywhere they want. It's one big happy family. Big happy family. You can go from your home to the courtyard, from your courtyard to your neighbor's courtyard, from this courtyard to that courtyard, from this home to that home, into the mavui, back and forth. There's no limitation whatsoever. Why is there no limitation whatsoever? How come I can go from this courtyard to this courtyard? I'm going through the mavui. I'm going from this mavui, from this courtyard to this courtyard, through the mavui. The mavui really is what brings them all together. But suddenly, the lechi or the korah, the tzuras haPesach and the opening of the mavui disappears. It's batal. Shamein. Now, I cannot carry from courtyard A to courtyard C. Because to go from courtyard A to courtyard C, I gotta go through the mavui. And I can't carry in the mavui. Bigger problem. What joins all of us together? Why are the people in courtyard C allowed to carry from their homes to the courtyard? They're all one big happy family. Why are they one big happy family? Because they've all joined together with the other courtyards and put the joint sheet off in courtyard A. But the people in courtyard C and courtyard B no longer have access to the shituf, to the piece of bread, because they can't walk. They can't, they're not allowed to carry from courtyard C and take the bread back into courtyard courtyard A to courtyard C or courtyard B. That's a problem. And because it's a problem, the people in courtyard C and courtyard B are no longer allowed to carry even from their home to the courtyard. The only ones that are allowed to continue carrying are the people in courtyard A. Because in courtyard A, in that courtyard, the shituf is resting. So they are still joined together. They cannot go into the mavi, because the mavi is missing the lechi, the koyer, the tzuras ha-pesach. But in the courtyard itself, in the courtyard itself, they still have that joint shituf, the joint eruvi chatzeres or shitufim avos, whatever we'll call it, so they can carry among themselves. But that's where it ends. Those in courtyard C and courtyard A, being that they have been cut off from entering courtyard A, are no longer allowed to carry. That's what it says with the mavi. Shenishtafu bo v'nishva kar. The mavi, they've all joined together. The only thing bringing all of them together is the shitufei mivos. In this case, the Mishnah Berurah tells us there is no eruvi chatzeres. The only thing that joins them together is the shituf. And then also chatzer shel eruv munach bo, that courtyard in which the eruv is resting, v'chatzeres ha-pesucho slona. This means, sometimes when you have multiple courtyards, the example that I've given you is where each courtyard is completely isolated from the next, and that's the standard case. There's a mavoi, courtyard A, courtyard B, courtyard C, and there is no passage from A to B to C. The only way you can go from A to B to C is traveling through the mavoi. But what happens if you have two courtyards that are next to each other? So there is a back door. There is a side door which allows courtyard A to enter courtyard B directly. You don't have to go through the mavui to go from courtyard A to courtyard B. You go to a hotel room. So you have many, so you can order two rooms next to each other, and there's a door that takes you from one room to the other. You don't have to go to the hallway to go from room A to room B. There's a door in between. You have two courtyards that are positioned next to each other, and there's a door which goes from one to next. So in that situation, those two courtyards can carry freely because they're connected to each other, and the shituf in one saves the other. But any courtyard that's been isolated, that's been cut off, there's a barrier of the mavi between that courtyard and the other courtyards, is off limits, and you may not carry. So mavi yeshu neshtatfu bo v'neshtat nishu ha-koyer ve'otecha sh'ayir b'munach bo v'chatzeros ha-psuchos lo-mutaros aval chatzeros sh'ein psuchos lo-osechatzer asuros. The other courtyards are forbidden. Now there's a lot of very interesting Mishnah Berurahs here which are nogei halacha l'maisa. Let's read some of what it says here. Let's learn mem. Se'if kot mem. Da. This is one of my favorite things about Mishnah Berurah. He always says da. It's very unique. I think it's a unique to the style of the Mishnah Berurah B'chavetz Chaim. He says, know the following. Be aware. Be aware. This is like he has these powerful lines. Da. The osan chatzeres v'asuras l'taltel. So this is very interesting. Afilu bebayis echad osur mecheder lecheder. He's talking about, and we'll see in a moment, a two-family house. This people don't know this. You have a two-family house. When we say that a bayis, once the eruv is bottled, once you've been cut off, you have three courtyards. They're isolated from each other. The only way they were connected was through the mavui. The mavui is now dysfunctional because the lechi kari to the pesach is bottled. So the people in courtyard C don't have an eruve chatzeros. My eruve chatzeros, or our shituf, was in courtyard A. We've been cut off from courtyard A. That means in courtyard C, you're not allowed to carry from your home to the courtyard. More than that, let's say you're living in a two-family house, and you want to go, the kids are friends with each other, and the child from your family wants to go downstairs and play with the child, the neighbor downstairs, and he wants to take his toy. He wants to take the game from the upper apartment, the apartment upstairs, downstairs, go through the steps. It's osur. If there is no eruve chatzeros, even though you're under the same four walls, if you're two separate families, you're not allowed to carry from your apartment to your neighbor's apartment and through the hallway. It is osur. The da the oisin chatzeros hasuros totaltel afilu b'bayis even one structure osur mecheder lecheder im b'chol cheder dor odom echa b'fnei atzmo. If it's a two-family house, there are two apartments under one roof. You're not allowed to go from one apartment to another apartment. Forget about going to the hallway. One thing, oh, you got an apartment building. Oh, so then people already know. If you're in an apartment building and there's a Rav Chatzeros, say everyone in the apartment building is in this neighborhood, I'm sure Rav Chatzeros. So, but it looks like this is the apartment, there's a Rav Chatzeros. People already know that. You can't go from your apartment, you're not allowed to carry downstairs into the hallway. Because the hallway is shared by everyone. But people don't realize that you have the same problem in a two-family house, and there's a door that goes directly from your apartment to the neighbor's apartment, and you're not going into a shared area. You're going from a private area to another private area. But there's no, you got to know that's awesome. The only time that it's mutter is if you have one, let's say you have a two-family house, but typically it's owned by one of the two people. Right? It's very common. You have a two-family house, and there's one family, they live downstairs or upstairs, and they rent the other apartment other to their, so that's really called tfisa. If they own it, and especially if they have appliances or they have different things which they own in your apartment, you're renting the apartment to the people in the neighboring apartment, but you own appliances or you own things that then already you do not need. They're considered to be an extension of yourself. You do not need to make an eruv chatzeros, but it can happen where the building, the house is owned by a third party and he rents one apartment to one to the other. Each one is completely independent and there's nothing common between the two. And then it is 100% forbidden to go from one to the next without an eruv chatzeros. And it's very simple. You make the bracha. We learn the next siman. How you make Rav Chatzeros? It's very simple. I was so excited.
What? You're in a two-family house, then you're supplying the appliances to your tenant.
So then you don't do anything. No, you don't. No, you don't. No. That was under the emotion. Lower East Side. I used to live in Lower East Side. So the whole there are no houses in Lower. Everyone in the Lower East Side lives in the apartment. Now it's co-ops and people now own everything. But in those days when I lived there, it was owned by whoever owned the co-ops, whoever owned the building, and everyone rented apartments. The utilities, I don't think anyone, I don't remember, I'm too young to remember, but the way I remember is that the oven and the refrigerators were owned by the building.
The co-op.
You didn't own, no one of those days, no one, but it was weird.
The stove's also probably.
Yeah, the stove, the refrigerator.
Appliances.
The appliances were owned by the building. Today, such an idea is almost unheard of. Today, I mean, I don't know, unheard of, but it's very weird today. Today, people like to have their own refrigerator, their own. It's a business. But that's how it was. So that Rav Moshe says you don't need Meruvei Chatzeros, if I remember correctly, because this Tfis Asiyat. We're going to learn all that. That's coming up in the next siman. All the rules of it. It's a very practical. Mavui, what we're learning for these last 3 months, Mavui is more Yisodos. Okay, you don't have a mavi b'zman hazeh. The Mechaber, the Ramos says b'zman hazeh, automatically everything is a chotzer. You have to treat a mavi like a chotzer because of all the complications, so many complications. So it's still not practical. But the sodos, it's packed, jam packed with the sodos, which are nogei halacha lemaisa in any area that you construct anywhere. You must know the laws of Mavi. And that, Baruch Hashem, I think we've gone through most of the major Yisodos. But
in previous generations, there used to be people who used to have boarders in their house.
Right. That's what
this. Reading this, the words here, it sounds like a boarder. You live in one house, one cheder to the other cheder. In fact, in the ghettos, you know, in the last century, you know, when they restricted the living of the Jews, you used to have two families
in one apartment. Yeah. So that's what the Mishnah here says. Your friend, you live, you have two apartments, and your friend does not have any tfisas yad, does not have any rights in your portion. You have to be very careful. People don't know this. The after bias echad, even in one structure, bias doesn't mean we call a bias. Ba'is Echad means in one structure, lo yitaltalu shnei shcheinim hadorim b'shnei hadorim two neighbors are not allowed to carry one into the other unless they make an Eruvei Chatzeros Imlo Shei Osu Eruvei Chatzeros Beinehem. Let's say you have a community, and you have a community. And this also can be very, very, very scary. Let's say you have a small community, and in the small community you have, like today, you have an Eruv, right? A small community out of town, they have an Eruv, these telephone wires or whatever it is around the entire community. Where is the Eruvei Chatzeros? Where is it? So we're going to learn soon. It was the minhag to put the Eruvei Chatzeros in the Beis HaKnesses. We're going to learn that. Mirtz Hashem, very interesting, Eruvei Chatzeros. Okay, very nice. You have to go out of town. Just go to Boston, you know, little suburbs, little community in Erev, no problems, not controversial, there are no issues, they don't have Shishim Weibo. Simple, you bring down a professional, someone who knows the halachas. You put up an Erev, it costs some money. You pay a contractor to go check the Erev every week. Can be done, no big deal. Where's the Erevi Chatzeros? In the shul. In the shul, there's a box of matzah. Somewhere a box of matzah. The Kli Pesach, they probably threw it out. It's there, somewhere in the box of matzah. It's not a joke. They have to be careful, make sure they don't throw out the Erevi Chatzeros, because then there is no good. And then, and also, by the way, there are, in the little community, it's inevitable there are going to be two family houses. They're going to be, there has to be, you know, you're not dealing over here in Mars. There are two family houses and there are people living together. Do they make among themselves Eruvei Chatzeros? No, they never even thought about it. There's a rabbi, and the rabbi made for the community in Eruv, and they put the Eruvei Chatzeros, they don't even know what Eruvei Chatzeros, they put Eruvei Chatzeros in the shul, in the back room. And in this two-family house, the children are best friends, and they go from one to the other, they play on Shabbos. All of a sudden, they're going on from shul, they're going to shul in the morning, and all of a sudden, the little community, and the halachal mayas that happens all the time, all of a sudden, oh my gosh, the Erev is down. They see the Erev is down, they see that there was a storm, and there was a tree which fell, and the power lines came down, and that's it, those power lines were Erev. And they're here on the scene. It's going to take a whole day until they'll restore the power lines, right? Okay, all right, so there's no air of today. Okay, so those people that are with the baby carriages, all right, so we'll figure out what to do. They'll park us, the llamas. Fine. Rabbi makes an announcement. Rabbi Sai, there's no air of, don't come back here. Don't come back here. The shul, mincha, Karen. No. Put all your stuff away in the office. We'll be safe here. And by the way, Rabbi Sai, when you go home today after davening, and it's a long Shabbos afternoon, and you live in two family houses, or you live in an apartment building in the community, remember, you're not allowed to carry from one apartment to the other apartment. They look at the rabbi like, what are you talking about? We're not carrying in the street. No, the only reason why you're allowed to carry from one apartment to another apartment, one opens to the other, is because the Eruvei Chatzeros in the shul is the Eruvei Chatzeros for the entire community. How do the people in the two apartments have access to that Eruvei Chatzeros? Because there's a Tzuras HaPesach around the entire city, around the entire community. They can get there. It's exactly the case here of the Mechaber. But when you're no longer allowed to carry in the street, because the Tzuras HaPesach has been cut, has been demolished, so now the people living in the apartment buildings no longer have access to the Eruvei Chatzeros, and they don't have a backup Eruvei Chatzeros in their own apartment. It's exactly the case here. Now on this Shabbos, for the remainder of the Shabbos, they're not allowed to carry, well, I shouldn't say on this Shabbos, I'm getting confused with the halacha, but let's say this was known to them. It was known to them on Shabbos that the Erev was down before Shabbos. Even on Shabbos itself, they're no longer allowed to carry. The Erev Chatzeros is no longer functional. I'm getting confused. Right. Let's assume now for the moment. Maybe when we learn the next sim, we'll learn in more detail. But let's assume now they're no longer allowed to carry from one neighbor to the next neighbor because they no longer have access to the Eruvei Chatzeros. The Eruv Chatzer is located in the Beis HaKnesses, and the only way the people in the courtyard can go to the Beis HaKnesses is by carrying in the street. And on this Shabbos, they're no longer allowed to carry in the street because the Eruv has collapsed. So now there's no Eruv Chatzeros. You're not allowed anymore on this Shabbos to go from one apartment to the other apartment. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. V'tzarech lahazil lezeh. Let's read one from the second. Let's learn from the fourth.
A to B.
Yeah.
And they're informed that this town Eruv is down. Can they make an Eruv Chatzeros?
Yes, but the Eruv... No such thing on Shabbos.
That's what I'm asking.
On Shabbos, that's going to be the next sim. No, Eruv Chatzeros must be made before Shabbos. It's triggered when Shabbos begins. There's a critical moment. There's a split second. We don't know when that split second is. It's a period of I don't know how many minutes it is, whatever it is, 30 minutes, whatever the question is of when Shabbos begins. But if it's not made before Shabbos, you've missed the critical moment, and it's impossible. Let's read four lines.
On Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry it.
So I'm getting confused. I'm getting confused. We have to wait. Okay, let's see. Let's read what it says here. Let's read four lines down, four lines from the top. Let's see how Mishnah Berurah explains. V'chein tzarech lahazir b'mekoymos. You have to be very careful in places. Sheyei sham lechi oy koyra oy tzuras ha-pesach. And there is, and you have there a lechi or koyra oy tzuras ha-pesach. V'nishba ha-tikun be'osu mavishol beis ha-knesses. And it's broken. Let's learn simple. Before Shabbos begins, there is a storm, and there's no way in the world. This is a typical community today. We use this telephone poles. Only in New York and Manhattan, you see the wires underground. Anywhere you go today, the wires are still above ground. Anywhere out of town, that's the way it is. And then v'nishbar tikun be'osu mavishol beis ha-knesses shemunach shama erev v'chahay gavne im nishbar b'chol. Okay, I'm going to say that if it breaks on Shabbos, then we're lenient. Because Eruv Chatzeros, we apply the principle that if it was there when Shabbos began, then you're still in business. But let's say before Shabbos began, there was no Eruv. The power lines were down before Shabbos began. People didn't know. People came to Shul on Shabbos thinking that there is still an Eruv. And they were told, no, this Shabbos there was no Eruv. The power lines are down, there's construction. Shelo yitaltlu shuv b'chol hamuvos. Now, that means the people, when Shabbos began, did not have access to their Eruvei Chatzeros. Because the Eruvei Chatzeros is stored in the Beis HaKnesses. And the people, when Shabbos began, had no way of getting to the Beis HaKnesses to carry the bread back and forth from their home to the Beis HaKnesses, because there is no Tzuras HaPesach. Afilu yeish b'hem tikun b'fnei atzman. Even if they have their own tikun, meaning even though they're living in one, they're four walls. You'll tell these people in apartment A and apartment B, what do you want from us? We don't need to use the Eruv. We have four walls around our structure. It doesn't matter. You're right, that's good for Rishos Hayok. You can carry in your own apartment, but you cannot let it carry from one apartment to another apartment. That is also for Elim Kain Hubi'inyan, unless you have a situation, Shiyacholim Lo'avio Eruv Esam Mibes HaKnesses, unless you still have a way, al pi halacha, you can carry from the shul. Let's say you live in the shul. You live in the shul, or you live next to the shul. Your apartment, there's a back door, there's a tunnel that takes you from your home to the shul. A secret bat cave where you can get into the shul. So then you can carry the bread in the shul to your home. Then you can go from, you have access to the Eruv Chatzeros, you can go from one apartment to the other apartment. V'da'ot, the Mishnah Berurah says, v'makom she'en oisim tikun mivos bu'ir, if you live in a city where there is no Eruv, some places that are interested, then tzorich lizohir shelo yasu Eruv Chatzeros al imken yesh lo kapon b'osu chosesh shnei batim. You have to have at least two, but in order to make an Eruv Chatzeros to carry from, you have to have two bottom, the chain who had in Shnei bottom is Zen Neged Ze, Benem, or Shnei Chadorim of Sukhim Labai Sechod, Oi Bechot Rasmuchalohem, the Indian Shiachoilim Lahovio Ev Etzlam Derek Pesach Echelon Beshabbos. If you want to carry from one to another in some unusual way, you want to carry from one to another, you have to have access. You have to be able to go from one courtyard. The way the Eruv Chatzeros works is only because you can carry, you have access to your Eruv. If you do not have access to the Eruv, then the Eruv is not going to work. שיחום לא ארו בעצם בדרך פסח לחלו בשבת. בקושי אחרונים, דב אופן זה שלא עשו תיקון למבוס, לא יעניחו ארו בעצם הכנסת, כנוג רק באחס, but it goes without saying that if you don't have access to the Eruv, then you don't put the Eruv in the Beis HaKnesses. Every single building, every single apartment building requires its own independent Eruv B'Chatzeros. Even in the courtyard of the Beis HaKnesses, you're not allowed to carry. Al smach Eruv Shemunach Beis HaKnesses, you're not allowed to, if you don't have... Also, letal to lafilu bechatzar beisak. What's the number 43? Not sure what it refers to. Al smach or erib shemun. I'm not sure what this means, so we'll leave that. But you have to have access to your eruv echatzar. Hopefully, these laws will become clearer when we begin Mirtz Hashem tomorrow. The laws of eruv echatzar. Now we finish a very important breakpoint. If you look in the beginning of this, you want to turn to show you what we've done. We're up to, you turn to the very beginning of this volume, and it lays out the laws of the Mafteach of what is in this Chelek Dalit. So we have concluded with this Simin the laws of Hilchos Shabbos. See, really, when we learn, you say Chelek Dalit, you think about learning the laws of Erevin. The laws of Erevin really begin now. Shin Samach Vav. Everything we've learned now are the laws of the Dalit Rishrios, Mavah. I mean, it's all really part of Erevin. But this concludes with this simon a major chunk of the laws of Hilchos Erevin. So we should make a siyum, we should make a party, celebrating, and we've gone from simon shin mem hey all the way through simon sin samach. I know I don't go through every detail, and there's a lot more, but I think we did cover, touch upon the basic, the major yisoidos of the Dalai Rishuyos, Shayach, Sharab, Mekarm, Leskarfeif, Mekon Betur, and all of those related halachas, and the basic tzur of the Mavui, the Lechi, the courage, the Pesach, and all the various related halachas. And now we begin something which is very much more practical. The Eruv HaTzeros, and then the Dinim of Tchumin, and then later it comes to Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. Okay, we'll stop here.